When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz here on your day before Thanksgiving. Joining us every Wednesday at 4 is Brian Baldinger, our Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider Call is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store. Baldy, how are we feeling?
Ike, it's a great day. It's holiday weekend. It's the day before Thanksgiving, the greatest holiday ever invented. I'm in a good spot. Good to be with you guys.
Dude, I agree. I love Thanksgiving specifically because I like an excuse for everyone to get together and there is no gift giving. I don't mind gifts, but I hate the sort of you have to get people gifts thing. So Thanksgiving is cool because everybody's just hanging out, eating and watching football.
Like,
that's true. It's a good day.
It's a great day.
Baldy, can you, I guess, give some context as to how dominant the Eagles' offensive line is playing right now? This might, as good as an offensive line as they've had for 10 years, this might be the most dominant I've seen them play.
I agree. I think it's the most dominant line that we've seen in our lifetime. You go back to Super Bowl years, you go back to, when I played and, Jason Peters and some of the guys they had, but this is by far the most dominant. It's just what they did to the Rams. The Rams are not a bad defense. But when you're just like lifting guys off the ground, I mean, this looks like the varsity against the JV out there on Sunday. And so I said when they signed Mekhi Becton that he's outside of Jason Peters in his prime, he'll be the most dominant run blocker that they've had. And nobody can move bodies quite like Mekhi can with just a shove. So you put that all together with what Lane is doing and as athletic and as good as he is, and what Dickerson and Malademap back in there, Juergens is really good. I mean, it's a great, great group, and it's the best in the league right now.
Man, I was going to talk to you about Mekhi Becton. I saw some of your Baldy breakdowns, and you're breaking down some of the runs. You're talking about Becton. You're talking about Landon Dickerson. I mean, Becton has just sort of revived his career. This once was a former first-round bust, and he's playing like certainly a Pro Bowl guard this year and potentially at an all-pro level on some levels.
Well, I mean, the thing is, like, is, his rookie year, he came out of the draft with Tristan Wirfs, and there were some good tackles, Andrew Thomas. Like, mm-hmm. There were some good tackles in that draft. The Jets thought they got the best of him. And his rookie year, he was awesome. And then he had a bunch of injuries, and he couldn't stay on the field, and, the team was losing, and, they tried to make him a right tackle. He hated it. He got a second chance, like a lot of the Sam Darnold, a lot of guys that play with the Jets. And he got a great coach and a great organization, and he's next to Lane. And, there's no better pro than Lane. And so it's just in a good spot. He never played guard in his life, and he didn't know if he could really do it, but they gave him a chance to go in there in the offseason. And he kind of took a liking to it. He didn't really know. And, 12 games or 11 games into the season, he's as powerful. I'm not saying he's the best guard in the league, mm-hmm. but he's as powerful as anybody playing guard in this league. And if you want to be a run-first team and run it 57% of the time like the Eagles are, it's great to have a guy that starts the party with his movement at that right guard spot.
And I would so they signed him on a 1-year deal, and I would imagine there would be a pretty big market for Becton after he's played this year. Well, this happens to me every once in a while. I'm not getting broken up; it's really just my voice. If you're Mekhi Becton, you probably if the offers are even in the same stratosphere, you want to stay here.
Yeah.
That would be my guess, right?
Yes. There's nothing worse. I mean, he's already played in a horrible organization,
yep,
on a horrible team, and he's been through that. And it's no fun. No fun for anybody up with the Jets right now. Like, stay someplace where it's stable. All they try to do is improve. You look at the difference in the roster from the end of the season between the Eagles and the Cowboys, let's just say. Like, what the Eagles did versus what the Cowboys did, it's night and day difference.
Mm-hmm.
So they're never going to – Howie's never going to stop trying to improve the roster. I mean, they might bring in a defensive end here in the next day or two, you know, that could play. Like, they're never going to stop. And so, if I'm McKay, I'm not looking for discounts. But at the same time, like, all things being equal, stay right here. Play next to Lane, between Cam, play with Landon and Jordan. Like, they could keep that group together for a couple of years.
Baldy, it seems like it's a little redundant. We've asked you this, and we've been asking you this for seemingly the last month and a half as it pertains to number 26 back there running the football, man. But, man, watching him run the ball Sunday night, is there a season that you could think of from a running back that you could sort of – and I know there's years where runners have put up 30 touchdowns and things of that nature. So I know there's been bigger numbers put up, but I'm just thinking about the impact Saquon is having on this team and how the focal point of the offense is really him. Is there another guy you can compare sort of a year that Saquon is having to that you can remember in the past?
Well, I played with two Hall of Fame running backs in Tony Dorsett and Eric Dickerson, and none of those guys ever went 70 and 72 yards in a game, ever.
Mm.
And they're all in the Hall of Fame, walked right in. I mean, Derrick Henry's having a huge impact this year, Ike.
Yep.
But at the same time, he shares the stage with Lamar. And Jalen does a great deal in the run game, converted a lot of third downs last week. He's not Lamar back there. Maybe Emmitt in his prime, I guess. I could, you know, I'm thinking, maybe, you know, who won Super Bowls, and it was always, you know, they had Michael and Troy and everything, but it was Emmitt.
It started with Emmitt, yeah.
It all started with him. So, you know, maybe Emmitt in his prime, you got to go back to that. You could probably look at that. Adrian Peterson's had, a couple great years and whatnot, but, where you're going to, like, everybody's saying, okay, stop 26. All right, go ahead, stop him, you know. So load it up. Do what you got to do. Well, I mean, he's getting these creases right now, and you see the breakaway speed, you see the cuts, you see the vision, you see the balance. I mean, you're seeing, Hall of Fame talent. I'm not saying he's going to be a Hall of Fame player, but he's Hall of Fame talent, and you can see that every single game right now.
Brian Baldinger with us, as he is every Wednesday at 4. So let me ask you a Saquon-related hypothetical. And I know it's just a hypothetical, but we were talking about it last hour.
All right.
So let's say the Eagles are going into their final game of the year against the Giants at the Link. And let's say that game doesn't mean anything for the Eagles. And let's say Saquon Barkley is 65 yards away from the all-time rushing record to pass Eric Dickerson. And he is right there in the MVP race with Josh Allen. What do you think they do, and what would you do?
First of all, I would leave it up to Saquon, okay? So if Saquon said, no, man, let's it's all about the Super Bowl, it's all about the playoffs, and or about the MVP, or just say Eric Dickerson's record's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I would leave it up to Saquon. If he wanted to go for it, I'd play him. And if he said nothing's more important than trying to win a Super Bowl, that's what I want. And if he said, I want to sit and get ready for the playoffs, then I would. However, if the Eagles are playing for the number one seed in week 18 against the Giants, and you're already going to sit a week, let's just say, or you could win the number one seed against Detroit or Minnesota or whatever, then I would play him.
Mm. Yeah, I mean,
as a former O lineman, would you want that record? Because that goes on your ledger too, your resume.
That's a great that's an unbelievable point.
Yeah,
and I would want that next to my name, because we're not going to win MVPs. We might be able to win a Super Bowl. We might be able to go to the Pro Bowl, but nobody else is ever going to say that I helped. Saquon Barkley set an NFL rushing record, and who knows how long that might stand for.
Exactly.
So, Baldy, you mentioned them losing Brandon Graham earlier. Let's say, how do you think they go about replacing those snaps. But he has been their probably their best edge all year. Is that a just sort of like everybody else gets four more, or is there somebody that maybe isn't obvious to us that you think could help out there?
No, I'd go out and get Shaq. I'd go get Shaq and see if he, I think he can still play. He's won a Super Bowl in Tampa. I mean, that's what I would do right now. He's on the street. You don't have to make any, you don't have to give anything up for him. And he knows how to play the game. Because you're not going to get Bryce Huff. I don't know when he's going to come back. Nolan Smith is giving you what he's giving you. Josh Sweat is always going to be on some level of a pitch count just because of his overall health and his knee that you have to kind of take care of. But he's a good player. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you just saw what Brandon did last week. It's probably the best game he's played in years last week. I mean, he was rejuvenated. It's so sad to see it happen like this. But, I mean, I'd go try to sign Shaq right now and see if he can pass physical and what he looks like.
You think they win this game on Sunday, Baldy? You think the Eagles win this game?
So this is like the Chargers on Monday night. They were the number one defense in football, but they hadn't seen a rushing attack like the Ravens. So they run for 212, and everybody gets involved. King Henry gets involved, Lamar, Justice Hill. So the Eagles haven't seen anything like this yet. So if they, if they contain those guys, and it's going to take everybody, it's going to take every defensive back to stop this thing. Every defensive front, the line, it's going to take all 11 every play. But if they keep those guys under 150 yards, then I think the Eagles win the game. I don't think of much of the Ravens secondary at all. It's been a bad, bad problem all year. So I think they could throw it against them. It'll be a good test to see if they can run it against them. They're a pretty good front. But I don't think anybody, what Lane said a couple weeks ago, just run and hit somebody. Like, that's what they plan on doing. And if they play that style of football against them, I don't know if they're going to run for 300, but they could run for 250. And if they do, I think the Eagles win.
All right, Baldy.
Could be a Super Bowl preview, Baldy.
Could be.
I mean, the Ravens are, like, what they did, against the Chargers was a pretty big statement of what they can do. And when they run like that, they're hard to beat.
Yeah.
All right, Baldy. Well, you have a great Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate you joining us every week.
Yep.
All right, brother.
There he is, Brian Baldinger, our Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Call is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. I will say this, if the Eagles win this game on Sunday, it's probably not a Super Bowl preview, because then the Ravens are down to 7-5.
It's a tougher road for them to get through.
It will be. They would have to win.
Pretty much on the road.
Yes.
All playoffs.
End up having to win in Buffalo or in Kansas City or wherever.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh probably wins that division if they lose. No, you're right.
Yeah,
I'm just thinking, though. I'm like,
it could be.
Baltimore is one of those teams where you're like, if they get in at 10-7, they're still a dangerous team.
Sure.
Like, they're a dangerous team because of Lamar and King Henry back there. Their defense isn't what it's been in the past. It has. And I don't think is Roquan Smith injured? Is he injured? I think I think the middle linebacker. I think their middle linebacker is injured.
I don't know.
Roquan didn't play against the Chargers.
Right? He didn't play. Yeah. I didn't think so.
And their secondary is in a bit of a shambles right now as well. The other thing too is if it is a Super Bowl, if that ends up being the Super Bowl, I'd rather lose I don't want to win the first game and then play them in the Super Bowl. I want to.
What are you talking about?
It's revenge. I don't want to have to beat them twice in one year.
Is there anything you don't worry about?
I worry about everything. This is how I am. This is why there's so much gray in my beard. It's how I live. 215-592-9494. Dan in North Carolina, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, Dan.
Same to you, Dan.
Couple things. I'm thankful for the show because I'm retired down at the beach, and during football season, the shows really fill a lot of my day, and I just love it.
Oh, well, I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
You should try it outside of football season. We are out of control outside of football season, too. So
there's not much Flyers coverage, and there's not reason to have a lot of Flyers coverage right now.
Hold on. We do Flyers in 50.
We do one Flyer segment. So.
All right. Well, I'll repent.
Okay. All good. I appreciate you listening, man.
Okay, now I've got a movie
that you cried during,
and a bit of a testimony that it all comes together. So I hope you bear with me. So,
sure.
When I was a younger man, I went to the movies and watched this movie, and just about every other man in that theater just broke down and wept. And about a week later, I went back, and it had the same exact effect on me.
Hmm.
And the movie was Field of Dreams.
Oh, yeah.
Great answer.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
And so what's going on there is Kevin Costner's got very little respect for his father, who he sees as a broken man.
Hmm.
And he himself is having a lot of trouble in life. So he gets this message, build it and he will come.
Hmm.
So he builds the field. And when his father comes out, I'm going to get emotional here. When his father comes out as a young man, it's the first time Kevin Costner sees him before the world has ripped his nuts off.
Hmm.
And he had hope in his eyes. And his eyes were bright. And he realizes it. And he asks his father if he can have a catch with him. And it is just such a touching scene. Now, my dad was a gang leader. He was wanted by the FBI. He was a rough guy.
A gang leader? Really?
Yeah, in Philly.
Wow.
In Philly. He was a Jew. And they, all the Irish kids who were in the gang would really give him the business, call him Christ Killer, and he just took a call on and ended up leading the gang.
Jeez. Wow.
So this affected
you a lot because you saw, I think a lot of people in Field of Dreams saw the similarities between their fathers, the relationship with their fathers.
When he got a little frustrated with me, he would look at me and say, well, when you're man enough, you let me know.
That's a tough
day. That's what
I say
to Walker, yeah.
Yeah, but at 75, I had the opportunity to lead him to the Lord, and he got saved. And so all those things just worked towards his redemption in a life where he knew nothing but rejection. And so that movie was just so powerful for me. So I'm thankful for the show. I'm thankful for you guys. And I just want to give everybody an encouragement out there. If you have a broken relationship with your dad, be a man, pick up the phone, and call him and tell him something that you're thankful for. And you have no idea what that call will do to that man who may be as broken as you feel.
Mm. Wow. That is a great message, Dan. I appreciate you calling in. You know, most people have been like, ha ha, I cried during this one. Yeah. But that's a real message.
You damn near made me cry
listening
to this.
Yeah, that's a good message, Dan. We appreciate you calling, man.
Yeah.
Well, and I thank you for letting me take the time to share that.
Absolutely.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dan.
That message was for you, Spike.
Yeah, Jack, get Howard on the phone.
Yeah.
Please don't.
Man.
That was...
What are you talking about? Plot twist and turns.
The Jewish gang guy? I didn't see it. I mean, look, we love Dan.
Did not see that one coming. Yeah, didn't see that one coming.
Great call, Dan. I'm not laughing at you. It's that we did not see the Jewish gang guy thing coming. I did not.
My dad I didn't even know Jewish guys were in gangs. Man.
I had no idea.
Well, Meyer Lansky was, I think. Wasn't he part of the mobsters?
I don't know.
You ever see movie Mobsters?
Nah, I don't like mob stuff. Slater? Too fake.
I forgot about that. That's right.
So am I getting Howard on after that or no?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's right. Guys do cry during Field of Dreams, I think, because of the father-son thing.
And baseball.
Yes, and baseball.
Yeah.
Most beautiful game of
life. That tied in a lot, though, to Field of Dreams. Man, I forgot we were talking about Field of Dreams.
Yeah, dude. He brought it back, though. He said he would.
Yes.
To his credit. He said, I'll bring us back to Field of Dreams at some point.
And he did.
And he got there.
That guy cooked.
Never a doubt.
That was, for us to have Rios and Dan on in the same hour of programming,
that's
definitely different messaging.
We got to get him back during baseball.
A different, yes. You kidding? You got, and he's called before. He's never called us before.
No. All right.
That was intense.
Yeah. I did almost cry.
Yeah,
not for the right things though.
Yeah, that was holy moly. I could.
Oh, dude, the dad been a gang leader, man. I did not see that one coming.
This whole
man.
Time, I could have been in a gang, and I thought the Jew thing was going to keep me out of a gang. This whole time, I could have been in a gang. All right.
You know they jump you in.
Yeah, well, I don't want any part of that. Do they know about the hip? If I told them about the hip, they might not jump me, though. Okay. All right. So I have, coming up next.
Yes.
I have two things that you never thought would be mentioned in the same paragraph before.
Okay.
And that is Ben Simmons playing for the Sixers. Ben Simmons playing for the Sixers. That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Coming up in about 10 minutes, a Thanksgiving greeting from Tommy down the shore.
Ooh.
Yes, sir.
Like that.
215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy, just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving, but you can't talk on our show, sorry. Let's see. Pat in Denver, you're on WIP. What's up, Pat?
Hey, please don't get rid of Pearl Jam. It's the one thing I can hold on to.
Nah, Pearl Jam 330 is gone. Sorry. This is negotiations with the delegation. We had to make some moves. Pearl Jam's going to have to go.
That hurts. But, you know, you're winning me over to being a Kreisman. And,
all right.
I'm on the edge.
Pat had to make a move as the guys took Rage Against the Machine away from me, so we had to make some moves. You know.
All right, I'm with you.
Rage was back today, right?
Rage was back. Yeah. Rage was back. Yes.
Well, Jack.
Dan had a great call, by the way. Dan's call was great.
It was legendary afternoon show call.
Y'all need more hockey in your life.
No.
Broads needs more time. I mean,
you want to program the show.
Flip it in the slot the other day, and I was with, Tornado at the Bearded Clam.
Yeah.
And I asked my wife, I was like, can we do that later? And she said no.
Okay.
You did all that to get that joke here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well done. Well done.
Jackie Baseball. Can we say Teoscar plus Bregman plus Crochet?
Not bad.
Teoscar's going to be a disaster.
Well,
he's 34.
He's not going to be that old.
I think he is.
He's a power hitter.
If you take him away from the Dodgers, they might not even get into the World Series this year.
Oh, come on.
Bro.
He's a good player. He had a great year, but I believe...
He had an amazing playoff. Look at his numbers, anyway.
He's 32.
Okay. Well, if you can get him for 2 years or something, I'd just be nervous.
I would rather Tyler O'Neill.
Okay. And how old is Tyler O'Neill?
31.
Okay. You're right.
We're working with the best we got.
I know. All right.
Why are you guys okay with the loss on Sunday?
We've already explained it. You heard the show.
It's for the greater good.
I heard the show. I heard the whole show. You know I did. But when we can't be okay with a loss. Are you going to go out there and be like, oh, well, if it's 34-33, that's fine. Because,
no, it's not about being okay with a loss. And I would say this. I reserve the right to, if they lose, come in and complain about why they lost.
Oh, yeah.
But, of course you will.
But I do think they're at a point in the schedule and a point in their just sort of the evolution of the team where a loss would fit in really perfectly right here. That way we don't have to go into the playoffs winning 12 straight games. We don't need any of that. You know, that way the national thing starts to calm down a little bit. We can be underdogs again. I don't know. It feels like a well-placed loss.
17 with the Raiders game and the Cowboys game with Nick Foles. And
you don't want to peak too early, Pat. Why would you want to peak too early?
Yeah, you're a baseballsman. Look what happened to the Phillies this year.
Right.
Yeah, they did peak. They peaked way early. Peaked, you know, in April.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to break character here for a second, you guys, and thank you and give thanks. And I know you guys, do your jobs and – it's a good break. It's a good break for folks away from the real world. And I just want to thank you guys. You know, I listen to a lot of the shows, and it's a good escape for a lot of folks who are dealing with real world stuff. So,
thank you, Pat.
I appreciate that,
appreciate
Pat.
It, brother.
And you should know, I think it's an escape for us as well, because we deal with real world stuff as well. So this 4 hours.
That's true.
This 4 hours we get to dick around and have fun and laugh, and it means a lot to us too.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Give
Absolutely.
Us a movie you cried during, Pat.
I got two. Can I give two movies?
Oh, okay. No.
You gonna give me two?
No.
Well, listen, if you're a crier, your emotions.
Yeah,
man.
Start whipping up some tears.
I cry all the time. I'm a criesman.
All right.
There's a lot of that going around today.
Give two. I don't care.
So number one is Up. If you want to.
Yes.
So that is.
The movie Up?
The movie Up. So I actually cried during Up as well.
The cartoon? The animation?
Yeah. So that house on my arm is the Up house.
It is? I don't think I've ever seen that tattoo.
Yeah. So I got this.
Holy hell, man.
Yeah. So my wife's favorite movie is Up. And because of that, I got the Up house. And so, Pat, you can't see it, but like my entire forearm is the Up house. So I did cry.
Okay.
And I cry as well. It's 20 minutes into the movie. It has you bawling, movie.
It gets you right away. And I got a full sleeve tattoos too. I don't know if you saw that, but.
Of the Up house?
No, the Up house isn't there. No,
oh, okay.
No. I do different tattoos. Anyway,
okay.
The other movie is To Go Away from Dan. I love Field of Dreams. I think it's a great movie, but The Natural gets me every time.
When
he hits the home run at the end, Roy Hobbs.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that just, you guys might not.
That's an actor.
But
Robert Redford?
Yes.
Robert Redford, you got Wilford Brimley, Diabetes.
Oh, man, that's another good
all
actor.
All the things.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you for the call.
Kevin Costner.
Thank you for the call, Pat. I appreciate the kind words. I like The Natural. There's a lot of baseball people, who don't like The Natural because there are a lot of unrealistic. I mean, Robert Redford looks like he's about 53 in the movie or something. There's a lot. Jack, are you a Natural guy or have you
never seen it?
Wow, really?
Yeah, I think it's the only baseball movie I've never seen.
You should see it. It's a good flick.
Yeah, I've seen The Natural.
Yeah.
I mean, I
didn't cry during it.
He was better in Indecent Proposal, but, you know.
Who, Robert Redford?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was good in Indecent Proposal, too. That's a good actor right there.
It's a good actor.
Yeah,
man.
Handsome man.
Remember that movie?
Really good looking. Indecent Proposal was
Demi Moore?
Demi Moore. I was going to say it. Yes, I do remember that movie. Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, I remember it.
Yeah? Would you?
Oh. No. Would you?
Of course not.
Okay. Jack's never seen it.
Nope.
It's called A Big Dose of D.
Have you ever seen the movie, Jack?
No. It's basically, he offers him a bunch of money to sleep with his wife. Yeah, sleep with his wife. Yeah.
Oh,
adjusted.
No. One night.
Now, hold on. Adjusted for inflation, Indecent Proposal was what, 1988 or something?
Yeah.
So today, I bet that's $3 million?
I was going to say at least three or four.
Yeah.
One night?
Nah. Well, it depends.
Nah, you guys are my guys. Don't say it depends. You're about to ruin it.
No, I'm just kidding. Obviously not. I would never be able to forget. It would ruin my life.
Of course not. Yeah. Of course we don't do that, man.
No, come on. I mean, if it was... No, I'm just kidding. No, come on.
If it was $20 million.
Yeah, well, it's a different story. So I mentioned Ben's... it's not a different story. I'm just kidding. It's just for the bit. I would not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, yeah, somebody will tell my wife. Yeah, I said he'll...
Is she going to go looking for offers? Is
that what she gonna... I don't know. I'm just saying.
Okay. So I mentioned Ben Simmons and the Sixers.
Yes.
So Ramona Shelburne of ESPN wrote a big, long article on ESPN.com today about what a disaster the Sixers are currently. Mm-hmm. There really wasn't anything, Jack, I don't know if you read it. I don't think there was anything particularly expository in the... No, because Jack just sent me this one paragraph he saw on Twitter. Is that...
That's called show prep.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Well, no, she did say everything else has been going around with the doctors. They knew about the Embiid thing.
Yes,
so that's
yes.
Sam Nick said yesterday. That was the only other part.
Right, okay. So, but here is the paragraph that people are finding interesting. Talking about Ben Simmons, so much has gone wrong for Simmons and his former team in the years they've been apart that Simmons' presence in Philadelphia barely registered this time. It's about Ben Simmons coming back with the Nets the other day. He had even reached out to Embiid and others last summer, league sources said, hoping to mend fences. Simmons, who is in the final year of his contract with Brooklyn, has shown he can still impact a game with his passing, length, and defense. But in the second quarter of the game Friday, he also missed the rim on a layup in a clip that quickly went viral, reminding everyone of how his time in Philadelphia went awry. Could they ever try and figure it out again? One source called it unlikely, but stranger things have happened, especially with the Sixers. So... him reaching out to Embiid and others on the team to mend fences, I actually think is interesting. Mm. He has shown a lack of self-awareness, a lack of, what's the word I'm looking for, humbleness in what he had done. So I'd be curious to find out if there was like an I'm sorry built in that entire thing, you know, of taking ownership of it. I don't think that there's any way he plays for the Sixers again. It couldn't happen this year because he makes too much money. The trade wouldn't work. You wouldn't be able to trade for him. But he just looks finished. I think that's why I don't think he's going to... I don't even know if he'll be in the NBA next year, to be honest with you.
Still looks, can't shoot.
No.
Still won't shoot.
His body doesn't look the same. He doesn't look this like the same
kind
of
athlete. Not the same athlete. Nope. Not the same athlete that he was where he could clearly get by people. Like Ben Simmons, you know, before he left here... And before the Atlanta Hawks situation, you know, Ben Simmons was one of the feared guys in the NBA in the open court.
Yes, not
anymore. You
didn't
want to see Ben Simmons in the open court. That's one thing he could do was get downhill at you when he was trying to do his LeBron and sort of impersonation, but he didn't even got that anymore.
No, when he takes off with the ball in a fast break, he stops at the top of the key and turns around.
Right.
Which is the stuff we started seeing toward the end of his career here, but now he's... 3 years further into his career, whatever's gone on with his back, like he doesn't even look impressive physically anymore.
Nope.
So I don't think there's any way he would ever be on the Sixers again.
Now, nor would I want him.
Nor I wouldn't want him either. Now, I do think one thing I know about Morey is I don't think Morey's ego would come into play on that, even though Simmons did what he did. I think if he thought he would help, he would sign him. That guy doesn't look like a guy that can help a basketball team anymore.
Have we reached the point where we're rooting for him to at least figure it out a little bit, like play basketball in a semi-normal way again?
No.
No.
We got there with Carson, you know? I think people are now rooting for Carson to... I know you're not, Spike, but...
Ben was different.
Ben was worse than Carson. I've always said that. People got upset at Carson mainly because he couldn't win games anymore. It wasn't for lack of trying or quitting other than saying he wanted to be traded. But I think most people... It was just more or less like, this dude doesn't have it anymore from a physical standpoint.
Ben walked around talking about how dumb everybody was. He called the fans dumb. He tried to make it so the fans were the reason that he couldn't. Yeah. The media, he called the media dumb. Yeah, he said that he couldn't take the media question seriously because they didn't play the game at a high level like he did. Like, it would take such an apology tour for him for me to cheer for him again. I can't stand him. I hope he fails. Well, I hope he's out of the league. I hope he goes back to Australia and plays video games in his basement for the rest of his life.
So that's a no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel as strong as Spike does.
Yes.
Come on, man. Simo the Savage?
You know how you feel about all the people that come at you about Hurts? That's what I dealt with Simmons. Everybody told me how full of it I was. And this guy is a fraud. And I don't need him.
Well, I got those same things.
Yes, but he didn't. And then he did what he did.
Right.
And then Ben did what he did.
Right.
Like, he shoved it all up their behinds, too. You know, like, I just thought the way that he left here was inexcusable.
I'm
and
with you there.
He played the mental health. I've never seen somebody have a mental health thing but still lie about it because he didn't think he had it. Like, that's what was going on there. When Rich Paul was like, oh, he's dealing with, I got to get my mental right. He didn't actually believe that. He was trying to use it as an excuse. He is a liar. So, anyway.
Wow.
Maybe you and, Howard did reconcile.
You and Howard agree on that.
No, him and Ben are friends now.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. All right. So we have our very own Tommy down the shore right after Jack tells you about the amazing Black Friday sale over at National Appliance.
Are we going to get Tommy from down the shore's thoughts on Ben Simmons?
Nah, well, I'm sure he doesn't like him.
Nah, I would say he doesn't like him at all. But if you're dreaming for a new kitchen that's innovative with dynamic aesthetics that'll blow you away, you have to get in National Appliance Warehouse and explore Gen Air. Only Gen Air combines rebellious luxury with quality and design. These are high-performance, sophisticated appliances for people who love technology and visual appeal. Gen Air's refrigerators feature a daring obsidian interior, a stylish black finish that enhances the look of everything inside. Choose from two distinct design expressions throughout the Gen Air product offering. Rise features a bold, professional look, while Noire is sleek and contemporary. Gen Air's dishwashers also offer the quietest technology available. I'm obviously impressed with Gen Air, and the best place to go for all of your Gen Air products is National Appliance Warehouse. You got to get with their knowledgeable team. They will help you in every way you need. Always the best price, thanks to Price Assure. It's Black Friday all month long. Right now, instantly save 15% when you package four Gen Air appliances together. See store for details. Visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
So it's the day before Thanksgiving, and nothing says Thanksgiving like Tommy down the shore.
It's Tommy down the shore.
Yeah, why? Yes, Mike.
Tommy down the shore.
I love baloney.
Likes to thank a Grayson, then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
Tommy! How you feel, buddy?
Yo, Jack, big time Thanksgiving baloney business, baby.
Oh, yeah. Thanksgiving baloney. I mean, you're a foodsman. You must be very psyched for Thanksgiving.
I'm very excited. I mean, we're going to have a really nice spread this year, to have some family over. I'm not sure if I ever mentioned this guy to you, my cousin DJ. Did I ever tell you guys about him? I can't remember if I did.
No, your cousin DJ, I don't think.
He's a very strange guy. He'll be there before catching up with him. He can run faster backwards than he can forward. You know what I mean? It's unusual. He's like a medical anomaly or something. You know what I mean? If they did, this is going to seem crazy, but if they did the Olympics in reverse, he'd be a gold medalist. I'm not even kidding. How did he find out
that he was faster backwards than forwards?
He just started running that way from the time he was 2 years old. He ran backwards. You know what I mean? They couldn't understand it. It was very strange. Here's the thing. He used to play hoops, right?
Yeah.
And he was really good. But unfortunately, I think because his brain is wired differently, he gets confused 50% of the time. He'd score on the wrong rim. He'd run fast breaks in the wrong direction. You know what I mean? They used to call him Wrong Way DJ. You know what I mean?
He sounds dangerous to. I hope he doesn't drive anywhere. Yeah.
Well, it's funny you mention that because he can drive better backwards than he can forward. You know what I mean?
Sounds dangerous. Keep DJ off the roads.
Yeah, he's an unusual guy. Nice guy, but very strange. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You got any other weird family members?
Uncle Dominic. I mean, he's an interesting guy. Not as interesting as DJ, but he can smash 10, 12, 15 beer cans on his head like it's nothing. You know what I mean? It doesn't faze him, doesn't hurt. They used to call him Can Head. You know what I mean? It's a very unique skill. Trust me, a lot of people can't do it. I tried it once or twice. One can hurts my head. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, this is not a skill that's useful in life. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got skills that are kind of useless. You know what I mean? That's his only problem. If they had a competition for... Can What would you call that? Can head smashing or something?
Maybe it should be part of the baloney games. I don't know.
But great idea.
Yeah.
This is how we're going to make him a star.
Yeah. So what are you eating on Thanksgiving?
Well, we have some classics, some turkey, some stuffing, some mashed potatoes, you know what I mean? Some bologna gravy, regular gravy, bologna gravy. But see, my favorite part of Thanksgiving is my famous post-Thanksgiving leftover smoothies. It's a kind of a long name, you know what I mean? But it's like basically what you do is the next day, next few days, take those leftovers, right? Put them in a huge bowl, and then you smash it, pour gravy. Smash it, pour gravy. Smash it some more, pour gravy. Then it turns into like sludge, Thanksgiving sludge, you know what I mean?
Oh,
and then
God.
You pour it into an industrial-sized blender or just a really strong blender, and then you got to spin and kind of like spin it and blend it. It's an absolute mess. Let me tell you something. But it's delicious, you know what I mean? But you got to be careful. One time, I accidentally left the lid kind of loose when I turned on the blender, and I got hit in the face with some stuffing and mashed potatoes. Stuffing and mashed potatoes are delicious, right? But if they hit you in the face at high speed, they can be very dangerous. It hurt, kind of giving me laceration on my face. You know what I mean?
It sounds disgusting, Tommy, honestly. The smoothie, a Thanksgiving leftover smoothie sounds disgusting.
It doesn't look good. I'll say that much. It doesn't look good, but it tastes pretty good, believe it or not.
And
you
got
to put the gravy in it, you know what I mean?
Can you hit me with a smoothie?
Smoothie.
Yeah. One more time.
Smoothie.
Thanksgiving smoothie. How do you guys say it?
Oh, no. Say it the same way you do. Yeah.
Smoothie.
So, I mean, Thanksgiving is the unofficial start of the holidays. So, you know, good feelings all around.
What a wonderful time. It really is the start. And this last few days, I had this tune in my head. It always comes in this time of year. It's kind of like Thanksgiving. It's not quite Christmas, but it's like Happy Holidays. You remember that tune? I kind of do a different version. I do Happy Holidays, Happy Baloney Days. You guys know that tune? It's like Happy Holidays, Happy Holidays. May the merry bells keep ringing. Happy Holidays to you. Happy Holidays. Yeah, yeah. Happy baloney day.
Yeah, there you go. There's the baloney.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
that
sir.
Get you in the mood?
It does. It does. I can
mood for what?
Yeah. Well, that's a separate question. Just in the mood.
Thanksgiving smoothies, like.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. So, Tommy, Eagles have won 7 in a row. Now 9-2 going into this big matchup with the Ravens on Sunday, where they're underdogs. How are you feeling about the game?
And by the way, I think your score last week was pretty close.
I was pretty close, wasn't I?
Where'd you go, 34-20?
I think I did, yeah, 34-20, if I'm not, or 34-21, I think.
Yeah.
I wasn't too far off. You know what I mean? Getting closer, getting better at this.
Yeah, you know what you're talking about.
Well, one thing I'm thinking is, I mean, obviously Saquon Barkley is extraordinary. Over and over and over and over again, he's showing us that he's an MVP, right? But you know what the most exciting part of this whole thing is for me? It's the defense. I mean, nobody expected this defense to be any good, right?
It's called a big dose of D.
Yes, sir.
That's exactly what in the words of the great Jim Nine, I'm a double dose of D. I think I can sound kind of like him.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Play it one more time, and you see if I can match it.
It's called a big dose of D.
Called a big dose of D.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Close, right? Pretty close.
Yes. So what do you think? What do you think's happening on Sunday?
Well, I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. It's kind of the same trend every game. It's kind of tight until the third quarter. But I think we got the better defense. It'll be a high-scoring game. I'm going to go a little closer this time. 37-30 Spurs.
There it is.
37-30. Take the over.
Eight in a row. Well, Tommy, we wish you and Wrong Way DJ and your uncle who smashes the cans on his head a very, very happy Thanksgiving and tons of leftover smoothies, my friend.
Thanks so much, fellas. Same to you, gentlemen. Enjoy Thanksgiving. I love you guys. I'll talk to you next week. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Go Birds!
Go Birds! There he goes. Tommy down the shore.
Tommy. You know what I'm saying? Down
the
shore.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your start your holiday shopping right now online at marks-jewelers.com. Are you thankful for WIP? and this is on a WIP poll on the Twitter, 57% say no.
Wow, it's going down.
Yeah, well, I shouldn't have retweeted it into my world, I think.
Oh, okay.
Well, because too many podcast people. In the world. Yeah.
Fake smart people.
Yep, that's where they are.
Fake smart people.
Yep. So
the classic podcast audience.
So one guy who never fakes being smart is Jack Fritz, and the top 5 at 5 is next. What do you have lined up, my friend?
Ike Reese is going to take you through a guide to the perfect Thanksgiving.
I am.
I have no idea. See?
Okay.
You sound thrilled.
Well, that's the first I've heard of it. So yeah,
well, the first I've heard of it.
All right. I've been looking forward to this one all day.
Oh, I'm sure. Right. I'm sure. This guy. All right, that's next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.